time now for the KMD Bear Grease Trail Report.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth.
Yep, we've had a lot of activity this morning, quite a lot of things going on up at the finish line at Billy's here in Duluth, the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Jason Rice is with us on the phone this morning to check in. Good morning, Jason. A lot of things going on today.
Oh, there is. I tell you, things went a little bit faster than we could have ever planned this year. We saw Nathan come in this morning at about 5:20, and his team was looking good. His team is somewhat subdued, meaning that when they come in, they're very calm, and everybody happily gobbles up their snacks that he gives at the end of every run. And then about half an hour, 45 minutes later, Jason Campo from Alberta came in, and his dogs, to contrast things a little bit for you, his dogs were barking and playful and jumping around like they were still ready to go. And of course, both of these guys are Iditarod veterans, so we know that both of them can run long distances and keep their stamina. Those dogs have got thousands of miles on them, both in training and racing. I just found it fascinating that Nathan's team, on the one hand, is so calm yet gets the job done, and Mr. Campo's dogs are just excited like all the time and vocal.
Now, yesterday, the expectation was perhaps an early finish, but early as in 8 o'clock instead of like 9:30. And the snow, as you thought, didn't seem to slow them down at all. Why wasn't the weather as much of a factor, and why such a blistering pace overnight?
You know, that's a really good question. And, of course, if you're not out on the trail, you're guessing, and I didn't specifically get a chance to ask that question to Nathan yet, although I have spoken with him quite a bit about the run. And he did say, interestingly enough, he said that he was breaking trail the whole way down basically from Finland yesterday. So Finland to Two Harbors, he said 2 to 3 inches of snow on the trail, all the way down to Billy's here in Duluth, where I'm at right now. The finish line, he said he was breaking trail, not even a snowmobile track on most of the trail. So that meant that the dogs had to plow through, you know, 2-3 inches of fresh snow. He just said, man, it didn't faze him. He didn't have a real good explanation for it other than to say, it just didn't seem to faze us. And remember that teams don't necessarily love breaking trail, right? You'd rather have somebody kind of blaze a path through the snow for you.
Sure.
So he was able to, it's very impressive that he was able to charge through the snow and maintain his lead over a really high-powered dog team following closely behind him.
Now, we've got Ryan Anderson and Keith Ailey in the hunt now for the third and fourth place line crossing. What have we heard? Were they now imminent? Are they an hour or two out? What's the status?
Ryan Anderson, who was our champion last year and has won it twice himself, he is approximately still a half an hour away from reaching the finish line here at Billy's. And then we would guesstimate, and I stress the guess part there, that Keith Ailey would probably be a half an hour or 45 minutes behind Ryan Anderson. What's interesting here is Ailey, Anderson, and Schroeder, for Mushing fans out there, those are three prominent Mushing names in the Northland. Of course, they all hail from northern Minnesota, and the three of those guys are also buddies. So, you know, there's certainly... they're competitors and very fierce competitors when they're out here, but it's not uncommon for them to go train together, go on training runs together, keep each other company. You know, they'll help each other out with different needs and things. Hey, can you lend me some dog booties? That sort of thing. So they're buddies until it comes down to that last 35 miles from New Harbor, Minnesota, to Duluth, Minnesota, and then they sort of forget about their friendship.
Right. Now, it looks like we've had overnight a couple more racers drop out of the race. Looks like, am I right, that Jennifer Fricking and Julie Albert have dropped out?
That's correct. That's correct. I do know the story behind Jennifer, and she just felt that with a race coming up in about 9 days from now, that she felt that the team was starting to look tired, although she seemed to be confident that they could have probably gone on, but she wanted to do the smart thing and just not take too much fuel out of their tank before there's still another race ahead, and another long one at that, with the UP 200 in her race season. I do not know the reasoning behind Julie Albert's decision to scratch. Usually, though, for your listeners' benefit, usually the reason for a musher deciding, okay, we're going to stop here, it has to do with just the energy level of the dog. You don't want to keep the dogs going when it's not fun. Mm-hmm. And the musher knows that better than anyone else in the world. The musher has been on the trail for hundreds or even thousands of miles with them. And no musher wants their dogs to get a bitter taste in their mouth over a run that they've done. They want them to leave each run feeling like they had a good time on the trail. So that's usually the reason behind deciding to scratch.
All right. Now, those who are still remaining, do we have anybody who is not on the last leg or about to leave on the last leg? Is everybody pretty much into the final checkpoint?
We still have a couple out there. And, of course, for anybody looking to check for the updates, look at the BearGrease.com website and check out the GPS tracker. That's the little magic gizmo that shows us the little live pins on the map as they make their way down the trail. We do know that Colleen Wallen and Aaron Altimus should be coming down here a little bit later. And then we do have two people, though, who are bound from Finland down to the Two Harbors checkpoint. And I believe that is bib number 5, Carl Routier, bib number 4, and that is Becky Hacker. And a very interesting story with Becky. She has a fairly substantially injured shoulder right now. She's going to seek medical attention for it once she gets here. She has been running with that bum shoulder for over 200 miles now. And, you know, I talked to her yesterday at the Trail Center and said, you know, there's no harm if you can't go on. You know, that it's okay to say enough's enough. And she said, I can't do that to my dogs. The dogs are still having fun, and I'm not going to stop them. She said, I can make it through this. If it was one of my dogs that was hurting this bad, yes, I would stop. She said, for me, as long as the dogs still feel like pulling me, I'm going to still ride on the sled. Super inspirational, and I think emotionally, everybody who's known her for more than a decade now as a volunteer on the veterinarian crew with the Bear Grease, she's helped hundreds of people get to the finish line. And today it's our turn to help her get to the finish line if we can.
That's great. I know that she had said a day or so ago after the injury had occurred that the last thing she wanted to be was the weakest link on her team with her injured shoulder. How is it racing with a shoulder to be able to help steer and move that sled?
Well, the good part is, I mean, she's got some real good dogs. And so, you know, the dogs do the work. The person has to do the thinking. There are moments of taxation on one's body as a musher, you know, typically like with the hills. You're going to want to step off the sled. You always hold on to a handlebar so that you do not lose touch with that sled, but you run alongside it to take a little bit of the load off of the dogs going up these steep hills of the North Shore. In her case, you know, that motion of running might be jarring that shoulder more, and I would bet it would cause even a little bit more pain. For her, she's probably pedaling, which is what we call it when you hang one foot over the edge and you just keep kicking and kicking, just offering a little bit of extra push from the back end to help get up the hills. I would bet that that's probably the limitation of what she's able to exert. As far as, like, needing to use the arms and the hands, she's really got to just take it easy and run a very cautious race so that she doesn't run into situations where she would need two fully healthy arms to grab onto things with. If she just stays holding onto the handlebars, which of course you never let go, she's got a good grip still with that injured arm. But as far as any lifting or maneuvering of her equipment or dogs, it's going to have to largely happen with her right hand.
Okay. One final question for you. We'll let you go because I know you've got a lot of things going on today. It's the weather. The start was so amazingly warm the other day that people were concerned about overheating dogs. Today, I've seen photos already of the finish this morning, dogs with frost beards. It's high winds and cold weather with some snow coming down. You'd think this is their element. This is what they love, but maybe it's not. What are the high winds like for a dog team in this final leg when they're tired out like this?
Oh, come on. This is the Bear Grease. You're supposed to come in with frost on your eyelashes, frost on your beard. Now, it's one of those things where it seems so inhospitable to us, the casual viewers from home. The mushers, when they train, I guarantee that within a 1,000 to 2,000 mile training season leading up to racing, they experience all kinds of conditions. They're out there training in sleet, rain, sun. They see it all. So with their gear and with their parkas and stuff, it's not convenient necessarily to have these little icy flakes pelting you as you're going along the way, especially if a gust of wind happens to accelerate them a bit. But Nathan and Jason both didn't seem any worse for the wear. Really, this is dog mushing. It's not pillow packing. and so there's a certain amount of, shall we say, you learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. These guys, all the guys and gals, everyone out on this trail they didn't get to this point by shying away from a snowflake or an ice crystal. They're pretty brave souls.
Wonderful. Hey, Jason, thanks so much. We'll let you get back to it. There's probably more things to do right now. So thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks as always, Chris.
Yes, take care. Jason Rice reporting from the finish line, the Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Two have come in already. Jason Campeau came in second, and Nathan Schroeder came in first place just about 2 hours ago.
This KUMD Bear Grease report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.